Hermosillo, the capital of neighboring Sonora, Mexico, is struggling with a problem familiar to many cities in the Southwest, urban sprawl. Some residents are turning to greening projects as they try to make the city a better place to live. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports.
A few dozen volunteers gather on a rocky hillside on the northern end of Hermosillo. Picks and shovels in hand, they carve a winding trail through the desert, a green belt or cinturón verde on the edge of town.
El cinturón verde es un proyecto de movilidad urbana sustentable.
Sofia Vargas is a leader with Caminantes del Desierto, the group spearheading the green belt, a 6-mile hiking and biking trail that also serves to halt development and protect wild lands beyond the existing city limits in this small stretch.
Entonces, ese es el objetivo realmente, que quede como una zona de conservación.
The project is part of a growing green movement in the city. Dozens of conservation collectives have formed in recent years, promoting waste reduction and recycling, planting native trees, and revitalizing neighborhood parks. And Vargas says projects like the Green Belt are spurring greater interest and involvement in conservation by providing spaces for people to experience and enjoy nature.
Que este proyecto se vea como algo que es de todos y para todos.
Guadalupe Peñuñori, head of the city's Urban Planning Institute, says attitudes towards sustainability have changed dramatically in Hermosillo.
Es muy, muy evidente en la ciudad cómo se está cambiando.
It makes sense, she says, in a city where residents so starkly see and feel the effects of shrinking vegetation and rising temperatures.
Hermosillo, como muchas ciudades en México, presenta el problema de que crece.
For decades now, Hermosillo has grown outward, eating up land with poorly planned developments. That sprawl has led to reliance on cars, the loss of natural habitats and wildlife, and a languishing city center. Peñuñori says she's worked for years to create a sustainable development plan, change building standards, and invest in green infrastructure like bike lanes. But the city has limited resources.
Por eso estamos buscando estos como que proyectos pilotos, por ejemplo, el Cinturón Verde.
That's why they're eager to support citizen-led efforts like the Green Belt. With the collective doing the labor, the city rezoned that area to prevent further development into the mountainside. And Unity calls it a pilot project that could pave the way for other similar efforts. The city's also turned to outside organizations and grants for help, recently receiving funds to reforest and create a biocultural park on the city's iconic Cerro La Campana Hill, used by Hermosillenses the way Phoenicians use Camelback Mountain and Tucsonans use Tumamoc Hill. Still, Peñuñori admits that Hermosillo doesn't look or function like a green city. And many conservation groups are frustrated with state and local leaders. Earlier this year, demonstrators blared car horns during a COVID-safe protest against the city's planned sale of El Cárcamo, a large outdoor complex with sports fields and a walking path. Thousands of neighbors, youth sports teams, and environmental groups put up intense opposition, eventually halting the sale.
Pues bueno, somos un grupo de ciudadanos preocupados por...
Joel Montoya belongs to a group working to turn El Cárcamo and the surrounding area into a huge park, part of a biological corridor along what used to be the course of the Rio Sonora, starting with La Sauceda. Hummingbirds flit through Palo Verdes, and herons and ducks lounge in the shady shallows of the small oasis hemmed by roads and concrete.
Nunca te imaginas que encuentras este lugar aquí en Hermosillo.
Architect Blanca Olivia Cota says you'd never expect to see wetlands like this in Hermosillo. She's drawn up plans to turn what's left into an expansive urban park, expanding the wetlands, creating a botanical garden out of a long abandoned theme park nearby, and adding hiking and biking paths in the neighboring hills. It's an ambitious project.
Es muy fácil. Parece que está muy complicado.
But Cota says it's easier than it seems. Much of the infrastructure is already in place, and there's tremendous support from the community. Montoya says that's because these greening efforts aren't just about planting trees and protecting wildlife.
No solo es verde, es decir, no solo son árboles.
It's about making Hermosillo a better place to live, with shaded sidewalks, attractive parks, and community spaces filled with greenery. Things Montoya and others believe are not only possible, but necessary for the future livability of their city. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.